New leadership in the FFA. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. At the 86th Tennessee FFA Convention held recently in Gatlinburg, a new slate of state FFA officers were elected for the coming year. Today, we will meet two of those officers.
I honestly didn't even know what office I was getting because all I heard was Daniel Boone, and I started running because everyone was screaming. So it was really surreal at first, and I was so excited to run up there and meet Shelby and then the rest of the team come up there as well. It was a great experience.
Victoria Utzman was elected as the state FFA reporter and is from the Daniel Boone FFA chapter in East Tennessee. She says the theme this year, which was Ignite, was one of her favorites because it covers so much.
The theme is so true because we do forever burn blue. Once you take off the jacket, it doesn't mean that you cannot give back to the FFA. You are still a part of it because you lived in the blue jacket and now you have that blue jacket legacy.
Also elected to the new state FFA officer team as Middle Tennessee Vice President was Susan Cooley from the Lincoln County FFA chapter. She says getting elected was like a dream.
That was amazing. I was in shock, really. I think I yelled the whole way down the aisle and the whole way on the stage. So it was amazing. And running into my new team, I know we'll be like a family, and I'm so excited.
Cooley says even though she didn't join the FFA until she was a sophomore, it was the first time she felt like she really belonged somewhere.
Everybody involved in FFA really has a passion for it, and we ignite that fire when we put on our blue jackets. And it was just the first time that I had been around people that were interested in the same things that I was interested in. And it was like a family with the advisors that loved you and cared about you and really wanted you to do good. And it has been so much fun. And I'm excited to get to serve Middle Tennessee.
And there were more than 3,000 FFA members and guests at the state FFA convention. And we will continue to meet the new team and some state winners from the convention in the coming weeks. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.